This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those who fear a television wasteland, now that the Olympics are over, take heart. There's a new offering on the airwaves as of today. The only prerequisite being proficiency in Spanish. Mundo Fox went on the air this morning. Rupert Murdoch knows a little something about the media business, you know, and he wants a slice of this country's fast-growing Latino demographic. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has more.
El juego comienza en 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to the countdown clock for Minuto para Ganar, Mundo Fox's Spanish version of the NBC game show Minute to Win It. It premieres today across the U.S. And today also marks the start of a competition between Spanish language broadcasters Univision, Telemundo, and Mundo Fox. The prize? $1 trillion market.
Those 50 million Latinos that are fastly growing, that are making more and more money, that are being established here, and that are not well served.
That's Marco Antonio Regil. Wait, you don't know him?
I did Price is Right, The Family Feud, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Dancing with the Stars.
In Spanish, Regil was a popular game show host in Mexico, and he worked for Univision in Miami for many years. Now he's betting on Mundo Fox and Minuto para Ganar. And Regil isn't the only Univision expat at Mundo Fox. Otto Padrón is the former VP of programming. Now he's running Mundo Fox's flagship station in Los Angeles, the biggest Spanish language market in the U.S.
What I particularly like about the Mundo Fox affiliation is that Fox does not know how to fail.
Padrón points to Rupert Murdoch's 1986 battle with the broadcast triumvirate ABC, CBS, and NBC.
They went after the NFL, they got the NFL. They went after the Major League Baseball, they got Major League Baseball. And these are the kinds of associations that you want to have on your side when you're trying to break through a very competitive environment, which is Spanish language television, because up to now, really, Univision has dominated.
Mundo Fox is marketing itself as diverse and different.
Soy mexicano, americano.
Cubana, americana.
This ad showcases an array of faces from that 18 to 34 Hispanic demographic that all the broadcast networks, not just the Spanish ones, so desperately want to reach. They're Hispanic, but they're also American.
Americana como tú.
Hispanic marketing expert Juan Tornoe says the ad works.
It gives me the warmth and fuzzies and a little tingling feeling when I see all these diverse faces that, by the way, are not stereotypical Latino faces, telling me, Americano como tú.
But Tornoy adds that a 30-second promo is one thing. Diverse content that appeals to the American Latino, that's something else. He says American Latinos that speak Spanish want more than telenovelas, soccer games, and cleavage-bearing news anchors. They want smart entertainment. Think shows like Mad Men, The Office, and The Wire. Alex Nogales is the CEO of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
It's so hypocritical because they blast us and then they want to compliment us with something that is very much ours.
Nogales says the company responsible for Fox News and what he calls its anti-immigrant rhetoric might just use the Spanish language market as a cash cow. But in this competitive media landscape, Mundo Fox will have the equivalent of un minuto para ganar to hook Latino viewers. Or else? I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.